Your Rockets and Titans Sports Station. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
All right, just underway. Shot by Shelby County. No good. Rebounded by Collins coming the other way.
Good defense there by McGibbons.
Down low to McGibbons and trying to get it to Renfro. Thrown away. Stolen by Conley. Up ahead to Hardy. She's leading Roberts and ball on the ground. Finally controlled here by Federley. Libby comes straight down the middle of the floor. Going to stop. Floater in the lane. Good.
Nice move by Libby. Come in. Under control. Stop. Little jump shot over Amy right there.
So the first basket of the half goes to Federley. Give her six. Leading scorer for the Titans at 16 a game. 18 to 14. High post to Roberts. She's going to look to make a move here on Renfro. Left-handed shot. No good. And taken by Conley. They'll kick it out to Holland. She'll fake. Bigger dribble and throw cross-court to Gray. 18-foot jumper. This one no good. Long rebound taken by Hardy. Hardy goes in. Blocked by McGibbons. Taken away by Renfro. Gets it away to Hayes. Coming up the right side. Gion. Step-through move. Floater in the lane. Good.
I think McGibbons got away with three fouls on that one end. One time she had Ames around the back. I think that last one was a clean block. But
so two baskets in a row here, 20 to 14. Six-point lead here for the Lady Titans. Left side Holland. She'll line up a three. Air ball, no good. Long rebound, outletted to Federley. All by herself will go up and miss the shot. Rebounded by Renfro, and she'll be fouled by Holland.
And I have no idea how that was not you like think that would mean Libby got back on that layup attempt?
I couldn't figure out why Libby tried to take it up so low.
Yeah.
Instead of that foul went on Holland, her first, and Hannah Renfro to the line. She'll shoot two. Free throw up. Good. Hannah had 4 points, now make it five. Now 1 of 3 from the line on the night.
And all of a sudden, Collins up 7.
Second free throw here to try to make it 8, and it's good. So Hannah now with 6, and the lead, as Scott mentioned, is at 8, 22-14. 2 minutes in here in the third quarter, 6 minutes to go.
In a game like this, 8, almost like 16.
Float ahead to Hardy, feeds it down low to Conley. Working, spun, stripped away from her, stolen by Renfro. So a couple of defensive stops on the Collins end of things, and they've been able to convert here offensively. They've opened up an 8-point lead here. One of the first 6 points here of the half. Federley, crossover dribble, going to drive over the basket. Floater, no good, and it's going to be a charge.
Nice job.
Libby had a chance to just jump stop and leave it off for McGibbons there.
Yeah, that'd have been the play.
First foul on Federley.
You got to give Amy some credit to step in there with two fouls. But she was definitely set.
Floats it up right side to Hardy. Hardy throws cross court. Ball's intercepted here by Renfro. To the way to Federley. Left side to Hayes. Ball fakes. Going to drive. Mishandles it. Kicks it back to Federley. She leaves it underneath to McGibbons. Short jumper. No good. Rebounded by Renfro. Ball will go to the ground. Dug out by Conley. Then stripped away from her by McGibbons. Federley picks it up. 3. Left side. No good. Long rebound taken by Hardy.
Libby shot there like the shot clock was running.
Floats it ahead to Roberts. Good ball fake by Alyssa. Ball on the floor. Conley picks it up. Lays it in.
The game's getting a little more helter-skelter, but to me, that plays in Collins' favor.
Much-needed basket there by the Lady Rockets. Behind the back dribble by Hayes. Nice move all the way to the basket, then loses it. Stripped away. Taken away by Holland. Up ahead to Gray. Gray, left-handed shot, and will be fouled by Federley, her second.
Fouls on Collins, number 11.
Turnover in one end leads to a fast break in the other direction. So it looked like Collins was looking to get away from Shelby County. But Shelby County to the line looking to cut into this lead.
About 3 turnovers in a row will do it for you. Amy with a nice basket on the last possession. Now Zeffy, a chance to go up and hit 2 here.
Free throw by Gray. This one no good. 4.5 to go in the third. 22-16. Collins leads it. Jenna Jones checks in for Asia Hardy. And then Trinity Warfield checks in for Mary Claire McGibbons.
I think Charlie just left the game all night, just came over here. Charlie Matthews.
Second free throw by Gray, no good. Long rebound taken by Federley.
A lot of legends. There's Coach Creamer up there tonight. A lot of legends here.
The lead stays at six here. Federley takes the ball screen, gets it to Hayes. Right side, she'll crank a three. This one long. Rebounded by Renfro. A lot of contact. Ball goes to the floor. Going to be a tie-up. Possession arrow to Collins. Notice one thing. It's got both ends of the floor. A lot more contact. Or letting a lot more contact go here in the second half than we saw in the first.
A lot of contact.
As you mentioned, I thought a couple times on Shelby County's end, they were almost annihilated under the basket. Ball knocked out of bounds by Roberts. Collins will be inbounded to Hayes. In the corner, Federley open for a three. Good!
Just simple. She threw it in and then stepped right in. And a nice pass by Hayes.
And the lead up to nine now, 25-16. Floats it left side to Jones. Jones has it deflected right to Renfro. She'll get it to Hayes. Gion up ahead to Federley. Federley leaves it into Warfield. Goes up and missed the easy one. Battle for the rebound on the floor, and Warfield is knocked to the floor.
The thing is, the temper's starting to get a little going out there, but this is when you know, the referees allow tempers to get because a lot of
contact.
A lot of slapping that's not being called, a lot of contact, and then, you know, you get tired of getting fouled.
Inbounded to Federley.
It's both ways. It's not one way.
Oh, absolutely. Hayes with it straight away. Federley come and get it here. 3:35 to go here in the third quarter place. Collins leading here 25-16, and Federley loses the ball and out at midcourt, trying to go between her legs. It'll be over and back.
That's just a mistake. That's all you can say.
3:29 to go in the third quarter. In the middle to Roberts, knocked away by Murray, right to Hayes, up ahead to Federley. Federley behind the back pass to Murray, lays it in.
Seen that coming all the way. Nice play, though. That's good. You make a bad turnover, an unforced turnover, and you come right back with a nice play.
Gray goes left around the trap, gets in the corner to Holland. She'll line up a three. Needed. Got it.
Full timeout, Shelby County.
And Shelby County will take a timeout as the three cuts the lead down to eight. But Collins still leads it here, 27-19. You're listening to high school basketball here on Power 93.3.
All Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Hall Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
27-19, Collins leads it. Big three there by Zoe Holland after Collins had gotten into double-digit lead there at 11. 3:03 to go as the pace has picked up here in the second half. Inbounded full court, man-to-man pressure by Shelby County, and now they'll kind of back off as Federley brings it now into front court. Guarded by Gray. High ball screen. Federley's going to drive it across the lane to Warfield. Goes up and lays it in.
Right now the difference is Livia's trying to take control. As a freshman, you don't see it a lot. Well, you do it with her, but it's second.
Gray quarter. Looking. Finally gets it into Holland. Right back to Gray.
The third quarter, she's been the difference. Creating and or scoring.
Absolutely. And the lead back to double digits here at 10, 29-19. 2.5 to go in the third. Gray, high post here to Conley. Throws left side to Holland. Back to Gray. She'll let a three go. This one's short. Rebounded by Conley. Good ball fake. Missed the shot. Ball on the ground, and Dish will be fouled on the way back up.
That's a shot Amy's got to finish right there. Wide open. I actually thought she got away with a little hop without dribbling. But I'm sure she'd tell you the same thing. She's got to finish that shot.
That foul on Hannah Renfro. Her second. Dish back to the line. She's
trying to get a good crowd here tonight.
Free throw up by Dish. Good. He now has four in the game. Big three-point play early in the game, or late in the second quarter, I should say, to tie things up at 14. Second free throw to cut its lead back to eight. This one also good. 3 of 3 from the line for the freshman. 29-21. Federley driving hard left side. Feed it across to Allie Renfro. Wide open right corner. Three. Short. No good. Rebounded by Conley. Throws it up ahead to Holland, and she'll hold it up and hand it back to Gray. Gray looking to drive left. Cut off by Renfro. Looking. Still looking. He'll throw cross court. Hardy. Open three, in the corner, no good. Long rebound taken by Renfro.
That would have been big for the Lady Rockets right there. They had a chance to cut it to five.
29-21, Collins leads it. 1:40 to go here in the third quarter. Crossover dribble by Renfro, all the way to the basket, lays it in.
I thought she took an extra step, maybe not.
The lead back to 10, 31-21, 1:25 to go here in the third quarter. Gray walking it up. Token pressure here by Warfield. Gets it ahead to Holland. In the middle to Conley. Nice ball fake. Goes up. Missed the easy one. Warfield will get the rebound. Gets it away to Hallie Renfro. Hallie. Cross court here to Federley. Livy looking to push. Gets it back to Renfro. Out straight ahead to Warfield. And Trinity will back it up near the midcourt line. Federley will come and get it.
That's right.
Under a minute to go.
Yes, under a minute. That's where I like to see Trinity put the ball on the floor.
Federley drives, a lot of contact, gets the ball back, blocked by Dish. Gets it away to Gray, up ahead to Holland, and she traveled with it. And Coach Pittman not at all happy with the official. It's Federley, a lot of contact as she got into the lane.
This guy here was on the baseline in the last,
yeah,
in the other end, and the other half. He didn't call anything either, so.
35 seconds now to go here. Renfro looking to drive. Feeds it across to Hannah Renfro. No call. Gets a rolling rebound. Goes back up. It'll draw the foul. Man, it's a lot of contact going on both ends.
He's like some other guys I know that work in real life, or, you know, a strong paycheck.
That foul on Dish, her first.
I'm not going to say any names unless you ask me.
No, boy. Free throw by Renfro, good. That matches the biggest lead of the night. That occurred here in the third quarter at 11. And McGivin will check in for Hayes here. 27 seconds to go in the quarter. Federley also checks out. Second free throw here by Renfro. Up and good. And the lead, the biggest of the night now, at 12, 33-21. 27 seconds to go here. Hannah Cleary also in for the Lady Titans, her first appearance tonight. Hardy drives to the corner. She's going to be trapped there, in trouble, spinning, gets it down, and will be stolen by Renfro, and she'll throw it away right to Gray. Zeppi keeps it across the lane to Dish, blocked out of bounds by Warfield. So back-to-back turnovers from both teams.
They're going to get a rush tonight. Are going against the A3s in theory.
That you can block a shot.
You can block a shot in this game. Most time you can't in A3.
I don't think you have to actually block it here. You just have to just murder somebody, yeah. I think. Inbounded out deep to Roberts. 9 seconds. Looking to drive. Kicks it out to Gray. Long three. Left side. Good! 2 seconds. Renfro will let it go from three-quarter court.
What was
no
Debbie
good.
Doing? She came real close to fouling her.
So the three gets it back inside double digits, but a big quarter there by the Lady Titans, and they've extended their lead here, 33-24 at the end of three. You're listening to high school basketball here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.